Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is living in the solution. So what's that mean to you, living in the solution?
Good morning, Chas. Living in the solution. It just means that we look for the gifts. We look for the gifts, but we also look not see things as problems, but opportunities. When I change the word problem for opportunities, that made such a huge difference just in the way it felt. Like, oh, it's not a problem. It's an opportunity to learn something new or adjust something or whatever the situation warrants. But living in the solution is a beautiful way to live, because most of us live in the problem, or we have lived in the problem prior to recovery. We can awfulize things. I don't know if that's a real word, by the way, but I've been using it for a long time. We can awfulize things, you know, we can get in the worry mode, we can obsess and ruminate, and it's like the hamster on the wheel. You just go round and round, or getting on a treadmill, you don't go anywhere. So if you want movement, you have to start looking for a solution to the problem, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes the solution is not one that we can find. Sometimes it's just surrender. That's an interesting one, because just this morning, last night, I surrendered. We were having some issues with posting our podcast and Facebook, and Anchor doesn't work with Anchor anymore because they put their advertisement in there rather than our face. So people aren't going to, you know what it's for. So it looks like an advertisement. So I went to bed and I just turned the problem over. I got up this morning, didn't even think about it. And then some wonderful person in my Zoom meeting handed me a solution this morning on what to do. I so appreciate it. And, you know, I turned it over. Guess what? There's a perfect example. So, yes. Yeah. What do you think, Chas?
Yeah, no, I love the word opportunity rather than problem. Because I do have a mind that can awfulize. I can, for sure.
So I know today is a little challenging for you because you're going to see your pap for his, how old is he?
90. He's 90 years old today.
90 years old. So you're going to see your pap. And I know it's challenging because he is slipping, you know, mentally. He's just not that strong man that you have known all your life. And accepting those changes. And, you know, there's other situations around him today, too, that may be a little challenging. But if you don't look at any of it as a problem, but what are the gifts? And the gift is he's still alive. You get to see him and celebrate his 90th birthday. That's a huge landmark. Most people do not make it to 90. Going to celebrate his birthday, right?
Yeah, just enjoy the moment with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not and create maybe a story.
Right. And don't create a story. Because if we didn't create stories, we probably wouldn't really have any problems. But we create stories. And, you know, and whatever the situation that arises with your pap, just look for the gifts today.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I do try to have that mindset.
And it might be an opportunity to speak up if you need to speak up, like, you know, your boundaries. There's just lessons.
Yeah.
That's all. Nothing bad.
Yep. There's always a gift to pull out of something if you look for it. Always.
There always is. Yes.
Always.
Yep.
Yep. Even the other day I had to have, a not so fun conversation with somebody, setting some boundaries. It wasn't fun. Had my feelings about it, but after that, I found strength.
Yeah.
So
Exactly.
That was the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Was strength.
Yes.
And truth.
And truth, yeah.
Truth is always a gift for me.
Yeah.
When I can find truth, yeah, that's always a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And you always hand solutions. I mean, you, yeah, that's kind of your forte is, yeah, providing solutions. Whether or not, you know, we want to accept them.
That's not our, on me.
It's our choice.
Yeah.
But it probably is the simpler way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the easier, softer way. But we don't always take the easier, softer way because, you know, our minds are...
We'd rather create suffering for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, or drag things out.
Yep.
You know, eventually probably come back to it anyway, but we may have to struggle for a while before we get to the place of, you know, trying things out that might actually work.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just a matter of retraining your brain, I think.
Like, it is.
Just replacing it, like you said, it's about retraining it, right?
Yes, and it's also about letting go of pride and asking for help. You know, asking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't know the answers.
Yeah.
You know, we can't find a solution because, first of all, we're not used to thinking that way. And second of all, we don't have the tools in our toolbox at the moment to be able to know what that solution looks like. So then we have to swallow our pride and get humble and ask for guidance from someone that may be able to help us, right?
Yeah.
It's hugely important.
Yeah, pride and shame can block you.
Absolutely it can. And cause needless suffering. You know, sometimes the solution is so simple, but we're never going to think of it. Just, and then when we hear the solution, it's like, why didn't I think of that?
Well, every time. Every time.
I know. But, well, it doesn't matter. You just didn't.
How many times have I said that over the years?
Countless.
So many times.
You and lots of others, Jess.
Because in hindsight, it's like, well, why didn't I think of that? It was like... Because that's not the direction your mind is going. That's why.
Yes. And why be attached to whether you figure it out or somebody else does? It doesn't matter. You're still looking for a solution.
Yeah.
So, you know, ego wants credit.
Yeah. Pride. It's pride. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to swallow our pride. And
ego wants to figure it out.
Yes.
I have a mind that wants to figure everything out.
Yep.
Yep. I like to do my fact checking and yep. Oh my, I like to find the answers. Because then when you find the answer, it's like, woohoo, like found it. Yes.
Well, it doesn't necessarily come from, maybe some technical stuff comes from fact checking.
Yeah.
But when it comes to intuition, you can't fact check that one.
No,
Jess.
You can't.
You can't.
Nope.
It has to come from a deeper place.
Yeah, you can't fact check intuition. You're right. Yep.
<No. laughs>
It either feels right and it's right or it's not.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Living in the solution. Yeah. What else would you say?
Yeah. Well, can you think of an example of something that we could share with our viewers? An example of what that looks like? Like something that maybe it's something you still haven't figured out, or maybe something that you had to ask for guidance.
Geez, there's so many. I don't know why my mind feels blank being put on the spot at the moment, because there's a million examples.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So this is, you know, an example back when I was getting guidance with, you know, learning how to parent. I had no idea how to parent my son. And I had to ask questions for everything. And this is a little extreme, but, you know, he would get sick or, you know, have a tooth problem or something. And I remember that I would just freak out and run into fear mode because I didn't know what to do. And my head was running into the problems of, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to miss work. Like, what do I do? Like running in a million different directions because I honestly didn't know the answer. And the simple answer was take them to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Like such a simple answer, but I just wasn't wired that way.
Well, if you think about it, who took you to the doctor as a child?
I mean, a couple of times, but it wasn't a normal thing. So
something extreme.
Yeah. If something extreme happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, my brain just wasn't wired that way.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's kind of an embarrassing example, I guess, but I didn't look at it that way back then.
Right.
So, but I can apply that to anything. Like, if my brain is going to run off in the direction of a problem, then, and then you hand me a simple solution, like...
Yeah, and sometimes fear just gets the best of us, you know. Fear. We can't think straight.
Like, fear.
We want somebody to tell us what to do because my brain isn't firing right at the moment, right?
Fear makes everything go nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even think straight. I need somebody to tell me what to do.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And I think that can be a part of me, too. Like, sometimes it is hard for me to just make a decision. Like, it creates anxiety for me. So right. Sometimes I just need, direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's one of your gifts, Chas, is that you're open to suggestions. And you have been since day one. Even though your ego likes to come up with the answers.
Yeah.
Probably still does. But
oh, it does.
I ignore it. Yeah. You should ignore it too, Chas.
Yep.
Because... there's a lot of things ego hasn't been able to come up with.
Nope.
It can only pull from the past, and the past doesn't necessarily have the solution for today.
Nope, it's not going to have the solution for today. That's why it never matches. That's where conflict happens, where you're still trying to pull something from the past, but it doesn't match for today. That's my issue with the man. I'm still trying to grab something that I know there, and it doesn't match who I am today. So it's conflicted.
Yes, you're right.
That's a good example. But mm-hmm. I think that applies to a lot of things.
Yeah, you're right.
Still trying to do it the way that we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's the way that we know. But when you know something better, you'll do it next time. You'll have that answer. Like,
yep. Yep. You're right.
Yeah. And today, if something happens with my son, I don't freak out like that. I just have, I think, a normal adult reaction today. Like, okay. Like, he hurt his finger the other day. It's like, well, I don't think it's broken, so let's just wrap it. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. just look for a solution. Don't freak out.
Yeah. But even that, you sort of needed reassurance, even though you knew the right answer in that case.
Yeah.
You still had to kind of process it, right? Out loud. Yep. Make sure. And yeah, it was the right answer.
Yeah. I feel like I have to process a lot of things. I think I need a lot of reassurance in that. I think. Do you think that's true?
Well, here's the thing, Chas, is that, not everybody is in a position where they have access to someone that's going to be able to always hand them the solution. But, you know, I think we're a match in the sense that you always look for solutions and I always love to give the answer. So I don't see it as a negative thing. I think it's what has gotten you so far.
Yeah.
That those deep, deep changes that have happened for you because your life has changed drastically. You as a person, you have changed drastically, but to your credit, it's because you've been open to learning new things and looking for new solutions. And it has paid off big time. So I don't think I'd find a bit of fault with that, you know? Mm-mm.
definitely opened my mind.
And there were many years that I looked too. When I first came into recovery, was in therapy. I relied on my therapist and her intuition to help me, to guide me. So there's nothing wrong with that,
Yeah, and thank God I have it because I need it.
Yeah.
I'm not to the place where I can trust myself yet. I'm just not.
I don't even think it's that though, Chaz. I mean, that's fine. But the things you're learning is all new stuff. It's not like the things that you've already learned, you're putting into practice. So everything that you're asking for help with are things that are new things that you're learning. So the fact that you're always learning means you're always growing.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is a beautiful thing. So I don't think in any way you should question that.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. It's what's changed you so deeply.
Yeah.
Is the fact that you do ask questions, you do follow through, and then you master that task, and then you're on to the next one.
Yeah, it is a part of me. Mm-hmm. So what I can say from that is swallow your pride mm-hmm. and get past your ego mm-hmm. and just ask the questions.
Yeah, just ask questions.
Get past that ego. That's the hard part.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And, worth it.
And I spent years, whether it was therapy. I mean, I went to, hundreds of self-help books, but also went to see a lot of the spiritual teachers in person, listen to their seminars and, all kinds of things too. I was just hungry to learn. And you have that same hunger.
Yeah.
It's just you don't have to necessarily do all those things because I'll just hand it to you. I'll just hand you the answer.
I think when the way that we've done things causes us enough pain, then we're going to look for a solution.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yep.
Yes. When we hit that wall enough times, we'll let go of our pride and just be a happy learner, as the Course in Miracles calls it, a happy learner, just always open to learning something new.
Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, I think this was a good topic today.
I think it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yep.
So any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for being here this morning.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!